Blog Talk Radio.
I'm already loved more than I could imagine.
Hallelujah. Shira, he's more than enough. Well, happy Sunday Eve to you all tonight. This is Angela Joy, and I'll be your host tonight for the Sunday night show of Prophetic Grace Network. Glad to be back with you all tonight. Praise God. You know, I was just really meditating on, you know, the lyrics of that song. He is Jireh. He is more than enough. And I'm going to be content in knowing that my faith and my confidence is in the Lord. It's not in man. So if we keep that at the forefront of what is going on with us, I think we will absolutely see some miracles take place in our life. Well, hope everyone had a great day today. This is September the 11th, 2022, marking the anniversary of 9/11. I was looking at some pictures today of the Twin Towers being, you know, bombed with those planes, basically. And it just brought back some real memories of the day. You know, I remember walking in on something on television. I turned it on and walked in the room, and I saw it, and it was really in disbelief that that was really going on. I was like, is this really happening? And as I saw those pictures today and yesterday, early this morning, really, I worked from, had a long day, 2 p.m. until 1 a.m. yesterday. And so I was getting ready to get off the lines, and I saw, you know, I said, oh, it's September the 11th. And I saw those pictures, and it was just a very, very odd feeling I had, and it brought back a lot of memories. So prayers for those families that endured that horrific, you know, thing that took place. So just amazing how God has, you know, continued to grace us as a nation, and we still believe that he is in control and he is God. So amen. So hello, everyone. I just got in from out of town. I raced back in. I've been in about 30, 45 minutes, and ready for you all, ready to pray with you, to believe God for the miraculous. You know, it's all about him. It's about what he wants to do. We put our plans aside, and we ask that his plans come forward. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. And it continues to say in 12 that then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me. And when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know that God has a plan for us. Even before we were formed in our mother's womb, he had a plan for us. And he had thoughts of peace and not evil for us, to give us an expected end. And what is our expected end? Expected end is to be in the place that God has ordained us to be in before the foundation of the world. He had a place for us. He had a knowledge of us. And he wants us to have that knowledge of him, to know that he's the Almighty God. He's the everlasting God. He is the Creator God. He knows the beginning to the end and everything in between. And that's where he wants us to focus in on. That in spite of what you're going through, God is still God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And why should we worry? You know, as that song was, you know, the parts of the lyrics were, you know, we shouldn't worry. You know, if he takes care of the lilies of the field and the birds of the air, how much more, my God, how much more does he love us? How much more does he love us? Jireh, the ever meeting our needs God, the God of the overflow, how much more does he love us? Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Why? Because you've committed them to the Lord, because you've given them over to him, that they're really no longer your plans. They're his plans, that you're just walking out, that you're just carrying out, that you're just living out in your life. You know, I got a little heat the other week. You know, I work with a ministry that we do some community work with food distribution and make sure that, you know, some families in our area have food. And there's a particular, you know, lady that's a part of the group that has sort of started something that, you know, she's approached different businesses and they're giving some things that are separate from what we get from, you know, from the food bank for the needs of the people. So there are some companies in the area that have given some overflow that they have to us to distribute. And I'm very mindful about doing these things, these type of things, because, in fact, Prophet Randy spoke a word over me some weeks ago. I was listening. I think I listened on the replay or something, and it was basically it was saying that God is putting you in place to kind of put people into an understanding that, you know, it's not by our works that we are saved. We can't work our way into the kingdom by our good deeds. You know, there are people that, you know, quote good, but it's not us. None of our goodness is as filthy rags. And so, you know, was in a situation where someone was being kind of hostile towards a question that I asked. It's just kind of their manner, you know, of handling things. It just gets a little, you know, hostile. But, quote, Christian, right? So we all have our days. We all have our moments. You know, and there are times when, you know, things just kind of may rub you the wrong way. But when you find that you're constantly in that state and you're constantly bothered, you're constantly got, you know, a chip on your shoulder, like you're trying to see who's going to knock it off today, you need to check yourself. I need to check myself. If I'm walking around like that, I need to check myself. I need to ask myself, is the Holy Spirit in me rising up to the place where my flesh is dying? Or am I letting my flesh live and override the spirit that God wants me to walk in? So I was in a situation where this person became a little hostile toward me for a simple question. And I addressed it like I don't have a problem doing. Yep. I'm that way. I'm kind of not saying much, but let the Spirit of God let me see the unction or feel the unction to do something. I'm going to move into place. And so I was dealt with in a way that it was unseemly, especially since we're supposed to be representing the things of God. We're out here giving out foods. We're under this ministry's name, giving out food, giving out things, you know, to people to help them. And an unseemly way of of acting, you know, rose up in this person toward me, and I addressed it. And I basically said this, and this person heard it, and I guess some other people heard it, and they were offended because I said, first of all, we're representing God out here. And if it's not in your heart and you don't have the motive to do it the way God wants it done, there's no point in doing it because it's not going to get anything done spiritually. It's basically going to be an act of the flesh. You know, reason for being here? There's no reason to do it because we're not here for the accolades of man. We're here to represent the glory of God. Well, people, let me tell you, they got a little bit of smoke going in some folks, and they didn't like it. But guess what? I really didn't care because that's the way I look at it. If you're doing anything and it's not to represent the kingdom of God, it's not to show forth the glory of God, if it's not done to show the love of God, you can't work your way into heaven. And that's basically the way I laid it out, and that's basically the way I left it. Some people didn't like it. Why? Because I figured if anybody didn't like it, then evidently their number had been called. And that flesh does not like to be messed with. And so it kind of began to separate. But God said, it's on my side that I need you to stand. Because, you know, there have been others in the area that have been giving out foods and things like that. And I've actually had people say to me, I won't go there and get food. Why? Because they're not showing forth the love of God. They're mean. They're nasty. They're ugly. And I basically said, this, what I'm a part of, I don't want to be a part of it if it's not going to represent God and show forth the love of Jesus the way it should be. If that's what it's about, then you just need to find someplace else to go and work your way because this is not the place. I don't know, folks, where that came from. I didn't have any intention of saying anything like that. The Spirit of God just rose up in me, and it was almost, it just came out like a flood. And so later on, you know, word got out. Oh, she was telling people, and she was calling people heathen. And I basically said to the person, I called them and directly dealt with it and said, you know, I said what I said. It was addressed to that particular person who was acting unseemly, and it didn't represent God, and people coming through that line looking for the love of God, looking for food. We had natural bread, but it was somebody up in there that needed some spiritual bread. And if that's what we had to give them, it needed to be exposed because that's not what they're coming for, and they don't need to see unseemly behavior, quote, representing the acts of God. And I said, basically, if you heard it and the shoe fit, then I guess you had to wear it. Why? Because who would be offended when we're involved with a ministry that's supposed to be doing things out of love? And someone would be offended when someone came against someone acting unseemly and not representing the love of Jesus. So what are you doing it for? Are you doing it for the praises of men? Are you doing it for the accolades? Are you looking for a title? Do you want your name called? Are you looking for your reward here on earth and you forgot that it's in heaven that we're working toward a reward? And it's not by works that we are saved. It is by his grace. And if you're offended by that, then obviously that shoe must fit you. So I basically kind of just wiped my hand clean of the situation because I know that God needs to be represented as a God who is a God of love. And if you can't act with the love of God toward those who are working side by side with you to help get the job done, to show forth the love of Jesus, then there's something wrong with that picture. I had no plans on going here tonight, guys, because I didn't have no plans at all. So whatever God is saying and is ministering through me tonight, it's not scripted. Because I just walked in my door from Savannah about 35, 40 minutes ago. And I'm telling you, I don't know why I wanted to release or God wanted to release that. So he knows the plans that he has for us, Jeremiah 29:11. And we need to know that our plans must be submitted to the plans of God. And how do we do that? Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. How are you going to know that he's God? When you sit and you're still and you let the Spirit of God use you. Because when we are not doing what we need to do, how are we going to let a light shine that represents the kingdom? Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before others. Do you think the light was shining for God when you're acting unseemly in front of people who don't know God, and maybe some of them did, but they were coming there to get, you know, their basic needs met by getting some food? And you're seeing behavior that doesn't represent God? Let all that you do be done in love. Corinthians 16:14. If it's not done in love, it says, let all that you do be done in love. And we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And let all that you do be done in love. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34, we love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19, whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23, he shields all who take refuge in him. Where did I go when I felt that the love of God was not being displayed and the enemy wasn't quite happy with it? I went to the refuge of God. He shields all who take refuge in him. Psalms 18:30. Hallelujah. I am just overwhelmed with the love of God tonight. And when we do anything, do it justly. Love, mercy, and walk humbly. When we get out of line and we begin to want the light to shine on us instead of shining on God, what is that doing? That doesn't seem like a sense of humility to me. That seems like you're there for the wrong motives. Micah 6:8 says, do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. Walk humbly. Walk humbly. Walk humbly. Why? Because it is God who exalts, not us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I thank you all tonight. I just kind of got up on that. I know God is speaking. Bless his name. So let's just pray. I'm going to play another song, and then I'll begin to minister to you all. You minister to me. You're ministering to me just by showing up tonight, as I don't have anything to offer unless God has given me something to give you. And then basically I just want to be an empty vessel that he can use. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your people. We thank you for your faithfulness. And, Lord, we humbly come before you tonight, and we ask that you bless this show. You bless your people. Let the anointing of God just fall down tonight and touch the hearts of those who are here and those who are standing for others. We ask that you touch each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for sending those who will be praying with me and believing with me and standing with me as I just host the show, because I'm just hosting the show because it's really God's show and it's a Holy Ghost show and it's Jesus' show. It's not Angela Joy's show. I just host. I'm hoping and believing I'm hosting the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for those who are calling in, for those who are listening in, for those who are trusting in the Lord. And we thank you for Prophet Randy and his wife Julie. We thank you for the ministers that have come aboard to help take this movement of God forth into all the land. It's a movement. We're moving people. We're moving into position. We're moving into place. We're moving into the place that God is calling us, not of our own strength, but by the strength of God. So we ask that you be here and be exalted. Hallelujah. So if you're calling or you're listening by internet and you want to call in, you can call at 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. And we'll be happy to pray with you and stand with you and believe with you for whatever it is that God wants to happen for you. And if you want to text in and let us know you're there, you can text at 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. All right, and so glad to have you all tonight. We are going to move quickly. They really kind of, I take that back. We're going to move according to how the Spirit of God moves tonight, okay? Because it's about him, as I said, it's not about me. He knows what he needs to do and what he wants to do. So, amen. All right, and also I was going to, we'll go ahead and play this. And then I will be back shortly. We will begin to take calls. And let's look for the Lord to do a move tonight. Amen.
Ooh. So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move. Woo! We need a move.
Hallelujah. This is a move. It's his move, not mine, not yours. We're looking for the move of God. Well, hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for coming in tonight, being a part of what God is doing here. And God is here doing something. He's always doing something. He's always moving. He's always doing something. Hallelujah. Yes, God is good. He's a good God. Well, I'm glad you joined in tonight. As I said earlier, we are here tonight. This is Angela Joy, and we're here to help you, stand with you, believe with you, have faith that God is going to do just what he said he wanted to do and wants to do in your life. How about that? Sounds awesome to me. Why? Because we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. So let me get ready here to start taking calls. And just want to say to you before we do that, you know, we have been bought with a price, and the price has already been paid. And we need to walk in with knowledge and understanding that the price has already been paid. You know, there's no need for us to shuffle our way up to the, you know, to God. God has liberated us. He's given us a place of authority by the blood. The enemy, of course, wants to tell us, you know, some filthy lie. Why? Because he's the father of lies. He couldn't possibly tell the truth, even if he wanted to. And so he wants you to believe that you're just some low life, you know, and we all had our places of low living. But once the price has been paid, you can tell that devil, listen, the price has been paid. I know that I can walk boldly. My God, once I have repented and asked God to forgive me of my sins, and that I know I've been cleaned by the blood. I mean, come on now, people. If we think that every time, you know, something happens, we just, you know, we want to revert back to that. Be reminded that, you know, Jesus paid the price. No, we don't need to live in sin. We don't need to operate in a mindset that, you know, I can just go do anything anytime I want to, however I want to do it, and it's going to be all right. No. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about if you walk in error, and you're not really, you didn't plan on walking in error, and even if you did, but you come humbly and ask God to wipe that away, and that you know the blood was enough, you know, that lying devil is going before the courts and before the righteous judge, and he's accusing us daily. We have an advocate that is forever interceding for us, and his name is Jesus, Yeshua. He is pleading for us, and we need to know every time the devil wants to bring up an accusation against us, and we are of humble and repentant heart, we can remind the devil, the price has already been paid. I have a right. God has given me authority that I can go forth because the blood covers it all. Don't walk thinking that the enemy really has anything on you when you know that you're submitted to the will of God, because the blood was enough, and the blood still is enough for you, for me, because we've been bought with a price. Well, hallelujah. Tonight, glory be to God. Get this show going for Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start taking calls now. So let me go ahead and start with, let's see, 662-806. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Cynthia from Mississippi.
I'm sorry, sister who?
Cynthia. From Mississippi.
Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia from Mississippi. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I am doing well. Hallelujah. because the blood of Jesus is activated. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Cynthia, I don't know. Man, God gives me some interesting things that, you know, kind of comes to mind. Let's pray for you. Cynthia, we thank God for you tonight. Let me just look something up real quick, because I heard something, I'm not going to say it yet. Let me just see what this means. And then we'll, one second. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Okay, so I don't really know what this means, but as I was saying your name, I heard the word bells, the bells toll for Cynthia. And then I just looked this up, and it says the bell is tolled 7 times, with 7 seconds between each toll. This 7 tolls represents the many stages in a veteran's life. Each toll has a specific meaning. Jesus. I don't know what stage of life you're in, but I did hear the bells toll for you, Cynthia. My God. I saw this, and I'm going to believe by faith that what is being said has something to do with the fact that you are a veteran of many things. And that you have, and it's interesting that when I pull this up, you know, 7, it says the bell is tolled 7 times. Jesus, let me just do something. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm just trying to be led by the Spirit. So, hold on a moment. Okay, so I just seem that you are a veteran of many things, many phases, and of course, in the biblical meaning of 7 is to say it's a number of perfection and completeness. And I did hear the word bell tolled. So I'm just going to believe by faith, Cynthia, that whatever it is you're going through, whatever that seasons you have gone through, that you're walking and getting ready to enter into a season of perfecting and completeness, and that God is about to toll the bell for you, my God, and to do some things that you've been believing for, because he's a God who always finishes what he starts in us. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for Cynthia. We thank you, Lord, for the life that she's led, the sacrifices that have been made for you and for others, that the bell is now tolling for Cynthia as a symbol and as a signal of her veteran stand with the Lord. So we thank you that for that, God, and we pray that she's encouraged to move forward, to know that you are bringing her into a place of completeness in you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew, that was, I like that. So how's it going with you?
Well, I have felt like this really, I've been going through an extremely difficult season, extremely difficult. And I felt like recently that the Lord was telling me that it's over.
My God.
Yeah. So this confirmation that it's over.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for comforting our sister. Thank you. Because we know we can't do this thing without you. We can't walk through these things without you. It's impossible to be done without you, God. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, that you never leave, you never forsake, and that, Lord, you will be with us until the very end. You will complete that which you have started in us, a good work. So we thank you tonight. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Lord, I thank you so much for this woman. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Praise God, Cynthia. That's exciting.
Yes. That's very exciting. It was very difficult and lasted years.
Thank you. And how encouraging is it to know that God, you know, he's letting you know, just hold tight. Hold tight, daughter.
Yeah.
I'm bringing you. And like I said, I just drove an hour and a half back here, walked in my house about 30, 40 minutes ago. And I was like, God, what are you going to do tonight? I mean, I don't know. And then, of course, you know, he just begins to just download what he wants to say. But to think, you know, and I was looking at this word, you know, and the bell tolls, and it's seven times. And you look up seven, it means perfection, completeness. Oh, my God, this is just awesome. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
God is so good. Isn't he awesome?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And, you know, God knows what we need along this journey to, like, keep us moving on, you know, to keep us going forward, you know, because the enemy, his desire is that we would just give up, you know.
Right.
Just give up. I met a neighbor, well, I know her, but she lives down on the corner from me. And I was in the parking lot of the, I was delivering some cupcakes over to the store that carries my cupcakes. And so I met her in the parking lot, and she was telling me, she says, well, do you know what happened? You know, she started talking about something else. There was another man there, and she was asking him about helping her do some things around the house. And then she says, well, I'm sure you know. And I'm like, know what? And she says, well, didn't you see the blue light? Because she lives like three houses down. And I was like, no, I don't remember. And then I thought later, I said, well, I did see blue lights down there, but it was quiet. It was like they were just there. And my street enters a park. So the street that I'm on, it runs right into a park that people go to. And some people just kind of race down that way. So I'm thinking maybe the police got somebody and, you know, pulled them to the side, you know, headed to the park. It was at night, but, you know, and also that's the other thing. They don't want people hanging out at the park at night. So I was thinking, okay, well, maybe the police, you know, pull them over. And I said, but I didn't remember then. And she said, well, the blue lights were there. And I was like, well, what's wrong? She says, my daughter killed herself. And I was like, what? And she says, yeah. She said, I was just talking to her a little while before, and I went to my room, and she said, it got real quiet, and then I just went in to see what was going on, you know, was she okay? She said, and she was dead. She had killed herself. And I thought, you know, some people are giving up. Some people have no hope. And especially, you know, people who don't know God. You know, I know her mother walks with the Lord. I don't know, you know, what this woman's, I never really personally had seen her daughter, like, up close and personal. I know she was down there. I'd be out in the yard sometimes. I kind of see her coming and going. And, you know, she's, I mean, my neighbor, like, she's probably in her late 60s. And so I think she said her daughter was, like, maybe 50, about 50. And I know she was down there. I thought it was two daughters, but because it was three cars, but she said no, she had two cars there. And it's like, you don't know where people are. You don't know, you know, And if they don't, I don't know if her daughter knew the Lord. I don't know. But it's like when people don't know God, they don't have hope. You know, we as Christians, I know me personally, I grab hold to the word as if it's my dear life. It's my lifeline. His word is my lifeline. His word is what I go to when I need comfort, when I need love, when I need help. But think of how many people are out there, people who don't have that. They're without hope. They're without God. And God is letting us know, even with this Cynthia, we can be encouraged because, look, God's speaking to you. He's saying, I'm doing a work. I'm completing a work. I'm perfecting a work in you. You have hope because you have learned to gravitate to the things of God, to go after God because he is our hope.
But yes.
So many who don't have hope, and they're lost, and they're dying. Look at the man who part of the, I guess he was chairman of the board, a CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond, how he jumped out of his apartment building or condominium from the 50th floor and killed him. I think it was last week. People who are without hope are just giving up. Why was he doing that? Well, I read later, I was like, because I don't watch the news. What little news I see while I'm working on my job or trying to search stuff for my job, I see stuff pop up on the internet, and that's what I saw. I think somebody had mentioned something, and I just looked at it, and I saw, you know, it says Bed Bath & Beyond. They're in some serious financial situations. They're closing stores. He had this financial thing coming at him. That man was without hope. He jumped from the 50th floor to his death. Why? Because he had no hope. And if he did have hope, it wasn't in the hope that was needed for God. There are people dying all. That's why it irked me to no end about what I said earlier. When we don't represent God the way we need to represent God, because we don't know who's looking at us. We don't know who might need to know that these people are representing the love of God. These people are acting in a way that would represent what I need right now. How dare you act unseemly in front of people who are coming and you know they're in need. And some of them aren't just in need of bread and wine. They're in need of the spiritual wine and the spiritual things of God. We're not giving out wine down there, so let's just get that straight. But they're not in need of natural food. A lot of them, besides the need of natural food, they're just not in need of that. They need godly food. They need to see somebody living the way God says live, treating each other with respect the way God says they need to be treated, because we're honoring him by doing so. And I'm telling you, people, it got all up under my skin when that woman acted in such a way that I knew somebody might see her and think, those are supposed to be Christians. Why is she screaming and yelling at that other woman?
Oh my.
That's why I take this thing seriously, and I don't always act my best. But I tell you, I'm willing to let the Holy Ghost get a hold of me and straighten this little woman out, because that's how I need to be. And I need to be receptive to it. I don't need to get all up on a high horse. Well, who do you think you are saying something to somebody? I'm representing the kingdom of God. I can say whatever I need to say. I'm walking in authority. What do you mean? Why do I need to call that? Because it doesn't represent God, and he has given me the authority to do so. Just like when Jesus walked into the temple and threw those tables all over when they were turning the temple into a den of thieves. He said, this is supposed to be a house of prayer. This is my Father's house. You will act the way it needs. You need to act up in here. And that's how I feel about stuff. You're not handling it the way God wants it handled. then you don't need to be up here handling anything in the house of God or anything that's supposed to represent God. So think how much he loves you, Cynthia, that he's encouraging you in this word, and how so many people who don't have that relationship with God, they'll never taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we could take each thing that God does for us as an act of his love toward us, that's an overwhelming thing right there. That's a feeling that's just, glory to God, the King of Kings, the creator of all things, is mindful. Who is man that he is mindful of? Just think, Cynthia, he's mindful of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We don't take things sometimes the way we need to. We need to realize the God of all creation is mindful of us. He takes note of you. He knows the very hairs on your head. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Who is man that he is mindful of? Woo, glory. Well. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, Cindy, is there a prayer request you have?
No, actually, that was an overflow of that was awesome.
Jesus, I got my little portion of that myself.
So yes. I'll let you move on to your next caller, and thank you so much.
All right, so you have a blessed word. We look forward to talking to you again. All right, good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Hallelujah. Woo! My God. Jesus, maybe I should ride out more often and come back and jump on here. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. 910-709. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia from North Carolina. How are you doing tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hold on a moment, Cynthia. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's so good, Sylvia. He's so good, Sylvia. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. One moment. Let me look for something. For I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's your word, Cynthia. Bless
yes.
the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in thy mouth. Why do we want to do that, Cynthia? Why do we want to bless, Sylvia, why do we want to bless the Lord at all times? Why? Because, why do I keep saying Cynthia? Sylvia, your blessings are hinging on the words that you are releasing from your mouth. Hallelujah. One second. Hold on. Let me look for something else. We just thank you, Lord. Hold on. I just sense to tell you, Sylvia, that the Lord is mindful of what you release. And there are many things that are hinging on what is the enemy is trying to bring you into your mind and old things. When God is wanting to meditate and focus on the goodness of God and blessing the Lord at all times, because there are some things that he wants to do in and through you. There are some places and some people that God wants to take you to, and he wants you to be an example of blessing the Lord at all times and how breakthrough happens when you do. There are some stories you need to tell. Ha! There are some things that you need to talk about, and it's all going to take place by you blessing the Lord at all times. And let the praises of God rise up and through you, because somebody you are connected with or needing to be connected with, they're going to want to know how your God operates, how your God maneuvers, how your God works out things that seem to be impossible, how he heals, how he delivers, how he sets free. How does he do it? Because I bless the Lord at all times, and his praise is always in my mouth. And because I honor him with that, I can walk with expectance, and I can walk with assurance that when I bless the Lord at all times, things are going to break through for me. Somebody needs to hear that from you, Sylvia. Why? Because they've observed you. They have witness things. They have seen you in seasons past and seasons now. And some people are even questioning, how is she still here? How is she here? Because I bless the Lord at all times, and his praise is continually in my mouth. You got a story to tell, and it's about blessing the Lord. You got a light to shine, and it's because of you blessing the Lord that he's going to cause your light to shine like noonday sun in darkness. Noonday sun in darkness, so shall that light shine. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Loving, loving.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hey, Lord.
We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
That's right, sister. Laugh. Release the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Man.
Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I think, Jesus, I just felt the presence of God. As you begin to laugh and show forth the joy of the Lord, he wants you to know that it is
Father.
Your strength. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, my gosh.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Jesus, that's Psalm 34:1. It's in reference to David and Abimelech. And, David, departed. And he said, in spite of what I'm going through, there were some difficult times. There were some things going on. But when he began to to reflect on the goodness of God, even in spite of being in turbulent situations. He said, in spite of it, I will bless the Lord.
Yes.
I will bless
yes.
the Lord. Even though it might not look like a season that I need to be rejoicing in, I will bless the Lord.
Yes.
I will
yes.
bless him. In spite of what it looks like. In spite of what
yes.
the enemy's trying to tell me. In spite of what they're saying. In spite of what I might be going through. I will. I've got a made up mind that I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm gonna
yes.
I'm going to thank him. And I'm going to be waiting to receive. Because, you know, he rewards those.
Yes.
Diligently seek after him. You can expect
yes.
a reward. You can expect God to move in and reorganize, restructure, set straight, make ways plain. Make
yes.
it stay at Abaha. Oh, my God, when our attention is on him and not on the circumstance, when we get the circumstance off the throne and put Jesus up there, that's when we can expect a move. Hallelujah. We can expect it. Oh, yeah, we can still look a little flaky, but we're going to expect it. Why? Because it's by faith that we access these things that God has.
Yes. Yes.
It's the faith. Hallelujah. All right. Well, Sylvia, anything you want to share with us?
Actually, yes. It's amazing that you said that because about blessing the Lord, because that is what I do. He recently sent me to school, to divinity school. And I was a little overwhelmed the first 2 weeks. And I found myself just blessing him all day because I knew that I couldn't do it alone because it was so overwhelming. So all day long, that is what I do, even in class. So when you said that, I knew that's what you was talking about because it's like every minute, every second, it's like on the tip of my tongue and I just have to do it. And most of the people in the class, they're younger. I'm the oldest one. And God is using me to minister to them. They're like 18 to 19-year-olds. And one day the teacher had me do a discussion board. Well, all of us had to do it. And he wanted us to tell our testimony. And they're asking me questions, like you said, about they're trying to figure out how I'm still here because I had to tell about, you know, some of the sicknesses and stuff that I went through. And when I think back on it, I do have to praise the Lord because so many things has touched my body to some days I can't do anything but bless his name because I don't even know how I'm walking. And every day that it's time for me to go to school, it seems though the enemy tries to attack my body before I get ready to go to school. But I find myself praising him in the midst. On the way to school, I drive 30 minutes, and I'm praising him all the way there because I know that sitting in that seat for 3 hours, you know, unless I kept the praise on my lips. So I feel like this is a season of rejuvenation in my body. And, yeah, because I've laid up sick for so long, and now he's pushing me out, and I'm, you know, out of my comfort zone as well. And so there's more, but I depended on him before, but I have even more than more of a dependency now. So when you said that, for the last couple of weeks, it's like every minute, every second, you know, when I'm walking out my days and when I'm coming in try to sleep because now I'm just church and schoolwork and going to school. So I have a total dependence. So when you said that, Oh, I believe that's what he was saying, because that's what I do, because I can't
Praise
do it any other way. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Wow. And just think, what a testimony to the faithfulness of God this is, you know, that, you know, he's bringing you through this. Do you know just the testimony, the glory that is going forth because of you being in this place, that you know it's nobody but God, and by you being obedient and blessing the Lord, focusing in on him, giving him glory, let his praise be on your lips, and you releasing that knowing. And I just believe that by you doing that out of obedience, you're gaining strength by doing it. You're gaining strength by doing it, you know, because it's not something that maybe, you know, in the natural we don't want to do. But because you, it's almost like a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, a sacrifice of praise.
And say, and God honors sacrifices, pure sacrifices, sacrifices that are, you know, from the heart, sacrifices that mean something to him, are a sweet savor unto him. So we just bless God. Hallelujah. Well, how awesome.
Thank
you,
Lord.
How awesome that you are pressing your way through, driving 30 minutes there to do what you believe God has called you to do, and blessing the Lord to get through to do it. Praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Glory. Doesn't that just give the devil a black eye?
Oh, yeah.
He probably just didn't expect to see you there doing that. No.
No.
Glory.
No, and I had a lot of hindrances, but I'm pushing through and praying a lot, you know, to get through.
And how encouraging that is. I mean, it's just, I don't know. And you know what your testimony is, you know, Sylvia, is that, you know, other people who feel defeated, that they can't do something, and then I'm sure people are watching you, Sylvia, because they know what you've been through. And I mean, you may not even know how what you're doing is affecting somebody else to get up and get moving and do some things. When I look at Sylvia, we know what she's been through. We understand where she's come from. And for her to press in, to press through? Oh, my God. That's why I said, people, God is using us and wants to use us in this very, very, very dark place as a light that others will see. This God that we serve, they can see God. Forget about us. Just realize that it's for God. My God. Glory be to God. Psalm 23:3
yes,
says, he restores
some...
my soul. Hallelujah. He's restoring your soul. So
Amen.
He's restoring your soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Glory.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey. Glory.
You know, sometimes when I tell people my testimony, they don't believe it. They think, actually, some of the things that has happened to my body, I'm supposed to have been dead. But God.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I'm
still but
here.
God.
Yes.
Glory.
But God.
Hey. But God. Faith moved that mountain.
You know that.
Faith can
you
move
know,
mountains.
You know that. Yes. You know that song about I can't even walk without him holding my hand?
Yes.
That is my song. That's how I get out of bed in the morning.
Jesus.
I can't even get out of bed. I have a spine issue unless he make it possible for me
my
to get
God.
Up.
And he's made it possible. I will bless the Lord.
Oh, yes.
At
all. Yes, and that's what I do. And that's what I do because it wouldn't be possible. 63 years old, going back to college.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And I told him, I said, I know. He told me to go. So I says, whatever he tells me to do is what I'm going to do. And he says, everything is going to happen supernaturally for me.
Holly, woo, that is so exciting. That is so exciting. I mean, I'm encouraged by that. You know, just I don't know. That's the way we need to live our lives, just knowing that it's not really just about what's going on with us. It's about let your light shine before others. They need to see this God that we're talking about in operation, active in our lives.
Yes.
You, oh, my God. You know, I think about the young woman I was talking about earlier that killed herself, committed suicide, and her mother was telling, oh, Jesus. Her mother was telling me yesterday when I saw her in the parking lot, or was it? It was Friday, actually. And she said that, she said she had so many illnesses that she gave up. Because I was thinking, like, what was going on? You know, I dare not ask how she took her life, but, I mean, obviously something that was loud or she didn't shoot herself or anything because the mother was right there in the house, and she said she just, you know, went to check on her just to say something. She had just finished talking to her, I guess, maybe an hour maybe or so before, and she just went to go to room and check on her, and there she was dead. And I was thinking, you know, like, what was going on? And she was just like, she said she just had illnesses. You know, she was diagnosed with this and diagnosed with that. And as you were talking, I thought about that. Because I didn't even think about that earlier. But now that you were talking about, she was in, she had a, you know, the bag, you know, what do you call it, colostomy or something like that? And she had other issues going on. And she just lost hope. But had she possibly blessed the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Her situation
I've had a different way. Yeah, because that I refuse for the enemy to kill me. The Lord said he was trying to kill me before I get to my destiny. Because he going to use me for healing and deliverance. And so I was diagnosed with a lung disease in 2015, and they had gave me up to die 2 more years. It was like I had already went 3 years already, and the life expectancy was 3 to 5, and I had 2 strokes, heart attacks, spine disorder, fibromyalgia, everything you could think of had hit my body, and I refused to give up. Because I'm going to get to that destiny that God has prepared for me. I'm going to get there. And then he told me 2 months ago that he extended my lifespan. So I'm going to be here a while.
I will be here a while. Well, you know what? That just kicked the devil right in the mouth. My God. You see? Oh, my God. So you're really bearing witness to what I'm talking about tonight, because you made up your mind that you were going to focus in on the Lord. You were going to set your mind on him and his promises and that he was your hope and that he was your deliverer. Yes. And I can't, you know, what can I say about situations like that? I wasn't in that young woman, and she wasn't that young, but she's younger than me. You know, I wasn't in her position. I can't really... But I'm saying, even if I were, that would have to be the answer, regardless of whether I did it or not. That's the answer.
It is. That's the only one.
To bless
it's
the Lord
one.
At all times.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about a situation here in that scripture. David was on the run for his life. You know, there were some things going on in his family. You know, there were times in his life he was in a very, very, very dark place. But the enemy wanted him dead, and he knew it very well. But he had this thing that he knew to go to God, to bless him in spite of the darkness, in spite of the trial, in spite of the tribulation. He had a mind to bless the Lord. That's how we get through this, people. We have to have a made-up
mind
that I will focus on God, and I will focus in on his benefits, and I will focus in on him being my deliverer and my salvation. Huh. Yes. That he will be glorified.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, well. Now I've got hot again. Oh, well.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, that's just...
But when you said that, I knew what he was talking about, because that's exactly, it's on my mouth all day long now, every minute, every second. It is there, because I can't do without him. Can't.
And like I said, we don't even understand when we do that how much it might be affecting. So that's why I just get somebody in a situation when it needs to be representing God.
Right.
How dare you? How dare you be unseemly in a work that you say is supposed to represent God? How dare you? I get downright indignant about that. How dare you misrepresent God when people are in search of God? They don't even know sometimes they need God. That's why we need to show them you need God. This is where it's at. This is the water that you need to come and drink of and thirst no more. Oh, my God. Don't get me fired up again.
I know I'm holding you up, but I just want to tell you one thing. Some of the young, I call them young kids because I am the oldest, they're asking me how can they get closer to God. Some of them make the comment that they think that the school book, they said they go to school so that they can, you know, get the knowledge to get closer to God. But I tell them that it's about relationship and it's about his word. It's not about the school book, even though you get the knowledge, but you have to have that relationship, and you have to press in and have to include him. And they're looking at me like they just thought it was about that school book. And I said, no, it's not about the school book. I said, you need to, the school book is good for knowledge, but you have to get the word. You have to get the Bible, and you have to have the relationship. So some of them now seem to be pressing in a little more, and they asking me questions about tongues and I feel like my purpose for being there is like twofold, you know, besides me getting knowledge, it's me to, you know, to like pour into them as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's interesting that you're saying that because a friend of mine, she and her husband, they pastor a church, and she sent me, she inquired about some program. It's called Biblical Truth Taught to Children Attending Public School. So she was telling me she wanted me to be on the board of a ministry and a prayer partner for a ministry that she's trying to get started in our area at the schools. And what it is, and I was supposed to do a video with her or go on live, some sort of chat. And as you were talking, I thought about it, and it's a program that has been set up where they're looking for people to bring Bible teaching into the public school, and it is available. You just have to approach school. So she got in touch with the pastor of the church I've been attending. He's the superintendent of transportation for the public school system here. And she got in touch with him. He's the pastor, so, of course, he is interested. And somehow you get the schools involved with transporting the kids to the school to have Bible study right there at the school.
Oh, wow.
It's
oh,
a program
wow.
that's already set up, and it's an operation in many schools across the nation, and they're trying to get it in, you know, in all of these different schools, and they're looking for people to partner with this. So It's funny that you were saying that because she just had sent me a text. It's called Bible, let's see. Basically, it looks like it's just saying, it's trying to see the link here. I say, God, you know, I'm spreading all over here. It's like I've been working 10, 12, 11-hour days, and I'm looking for God to move me because I need to be doing more of the things of God instead of tied to a computer for 12 hours, 11 hours, and I got all this other stuff going on. And so, but it's called Bible, the number 2. So I guess you can research it or search it or
I'm
Google it by that.
Out.
Yeah, Bible, the number 2, and school, and
school.
See what you come up
okay.
with. Yeah, she sent me this information. And so, yeah, check that out. I mean, I just don't want to say that since you were talking about that. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to look it up when I get off. Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for sponsors and people to get involved with this to take it into the schools.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to look it
awesome.
Up when I get off.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for praying for me tonight.
12-hour day or 10 or 11-hour day that day, and I saw it, and I didn't see it. You know, it kind of I saw the text come through. And I didn't pay it much attention, and I was like, oh, man, I missed it. You know, I was supposed to go on. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Bible2School.com. That's what
okay.
it is.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah, so check that out. Yeah, isn't that amazing? All right, well, so good talking to you, Sylvia. And it's a blessing to know that, you know, you will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise
Amen.
Shall continually be in your mouth. Hallelujah.
That's
well, you be blessed
right.
and continue to be a blessing to others and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
All right, good night. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How exciting. We just serve an exciting God. Glory be to God. He's an exciting God. Woo! My God. Let's go here to 731-334. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello.
This is Ashley. Hi, this is Ashley calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing fine, and bless the Lord. Glad to hear you're doing fine, too. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just lift up Ashley tonight, and we thank you, Lord, that there are streams in the desert. Hallelujah. We say, come forth. Come forth, come forth, streams in the desert. Come forth to dry places. Come, I just see like, you know, like a thin, like, trail or stream of water, you know, coming through dry places, dry places, dry places. And as it comes through dry places, it's beginning to expand. It's beginning, I hear the word irrigation, you know, so... Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. One moment. I don't know what God is doing here. He's always doing something. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. And so when we think of the word irrigation, so not only are the streams like a stream of water coming through, you know how I see water has a path, it cuts through dry places, and then there's a stream. But not only is it going to just be that stream, but there's going to be irrigations in your life, a supply that is going to be directed in channels. Ha ha! Glory be to God. A process of, it says here for irrigation, a supply of water to land or crop to help growth. Ha ha ha! Typically by means of channels. The process of, so that's basically what I was seeing, that particular thing. So not only, okay, wow, hallelujah. This water that's coming into your life, maybe into places that are dry, but it's coming for growth, coming not just to come like we see a stream making a channel a particular way. It's coming for channels that means to go out, to reach out into places in your life to cause you to grow, to cause you to develop. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, representation of water, is coming into Ashley's life to come through, to bring growth, to bring ways and supplies to areas of her life for growth, for channels for growth. And so, Lord, we thank you as you make way. You know where these channels need to go. You know what needs to be done with Ashley in her life so that she can grow into the fullness of what you put and ordained her to be before she even knew herself. Jeremiah 29:11. For he does know the plans that he has for you, Ashley. He does know the plans that he has for you. And he wants you to know that he does know and he has a plan to irrigate for growth, for multiplication, saturation, for things to blossom and bloom in areas of your life that you may have thought were dry and dead and stagnant. So, Lord, we thank you for your irrigating the life and bringing forth new life in it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was powerful.
Oh, wow. I know. That sounds so good to me.
Wow. Praise God. I'm going to have to go
Praise
and listen
God.
To that.
Wow, God is just purely amazing. He's just truly an amazing God. I just love him. Hallelujah. So how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was listening to you earlier, and I heard you mention Jeremiah 29:11 earlier. I think, I believe you mentioned that. And
yes,
I know. For some reason, that hit me really hard. And then the fact that you just mentioned that again, praying over me.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really in an area in my life where there's opportunity for a lot of growth. And, I feel like he's really going to grow me, and he's preparing me for, like, the destiny and the plan he has for me. So
Hallelujah.
That word means
That's
a lot to me.
That's
yeah.
exciting. Ooh, I just felt the presence of God as you were talking. Woo! Woo! Wow. My God. I just felt like something's been released. It's almost like, ooh, like I can say, oh, my God, that by you, I don't know, have you, I don't know, it just seems like by you verbally releasing that into the atmosphere as a declaration, it's almost like I felt like a wind of the Holy Spirit took hold of it. I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like prophesying to the wind. You did it with your own mouth. Hallelujah. And I felt, because I felt like a wind, like, woo, wow. That's what you need to do. My. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Now that I'm thinking about what was released and what was said, and, you know, how God was speaking about, you know, I believe he's allowing me to release that about the irrigation and the growth and all of that. It was like, hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus, it's almost as you began to speak, you began, okay, let me ask you a question. What else can be used to make something grow? What do we do? Like, you know, I don't know if you're a gardener or anything. I've got some tomato plants coming up. I don't know if you're there in the season for tomatoes, but I've got some little tomato plants coming up. So what I did, you know, I went out there and I did something with the soil. So what is that going to do? That's hopefully I'm going to get some tomatoes, or my plants are going to look pretty good. You know, I don't know if this is season for tomatoes. I don't know. I'm not going to even tell y'all what I did because it was crazy. I got these seeds, and I thought they were going to be plants. I'm not going to tell you where I bought them. I saw these pictures of these beautiful tomato plants, and I ordered them thinking, I said, no, they can't send plants. But I didn't get plants. I got seed. I was thinking, because it was like, what do you call it, the bait and switch. They had these beautiful pictures of these plants with tomatoes on it. I'm like, these people aren't going to ship me any tomato plants. Surely they're not. So I just went ahead and ordered it. Anyway, of course, I got seed. So Ashley, what do you do when you plant something? What would you do if you planted these beautiful bushes, you know, the seeds, and they become, you know, start to grow? What would you do to try to help them? Just a natural thing. What would you do to try to help them, you know, come along and grow?
I'd water them.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure they get sunlight. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's two things that pop into my mind.
Well, what might some things you might do to the soil?
Pack it down, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you. I'm not gonna make you go through this. But I'm gonna tell you what I kind of felt when you begin to speak. As you begin to profess and speak over what has already been released and be in agreement, I felt the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, she's fertilizing that word.
Mm.
So as you begin to release and speak over that which you know God has released into the atmosphere, fertilize it. You fertilize it by the confession and the profession that released along with that word, to fertilize that word, to cause it to take root and grow into the fullness of what God has for you. Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. That's what I said. Wow. Like, wow. As you begin to feel like I felt the Spirit of God saying to me, she's fertilizing that word that has been released.
Wow, well, I better keep doing that.
Yes, you have to keep doing that. What were we talking about? Faith moves mountains. Faith that causes things to grow. You know, our faith, our speaking it out, our talking over it and speaking over it, nurturing it, it causes it to grow, that thing to come into fruition. That's how things happen. How did God form the world? He released it. The word. He released it. He spoke over it. And when we know that God is doing something in our life, we keep speaking over it. We keep confessing it. We keep believing it. We're fertilizing it when we do that. So I just felt that's what you were doing as you came into agreement with what was being said. And then you said basically, you know, you are feeling that way. So praise God. Awesome. Awesome.
Praise God. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I just feel so, I don't know, there's just something in the air tonight, you know, that God is, you know, he's here. He's just here. What can we say? Well, hallelujah. Anything else, Ashley, or you have a particular prayer request?
Yes, I just have one prayer request. I was wondering if you could pray for this young girl that's on my heart. I can't say her name or anything, but
mm-hmm.
just this young girl that I've been thinking about a lot lately.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Ashley's heart and for her heart that she has and the concern she has for this young girl, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah, and let the, glory be to God, let the, it's almost like what you carry let it germinate on her, oh God, where when she reaches out to this young girl, that what she has on her will be transferred to help her become what she needs to be in God, that she will be able to understand the love of God, the peace of God, the joy and the faithfulness of God, just by being in association with Ashley. Hallelujah. And let her light so shine that man cannot deny what they see in Ashley. Hallelujah. That those who are in search will find what they need. And I did hear or see fire. I saw fire. And it's almost like it's fire as an anointing. It's fire as a witness of the glory cloud, the glory of God on your life. And that those that come in contact or connection with you will feel and be witness to the God that you serve. So just continue to be Ashley. Just continue to be the woman that God is growing you to be in the fullness, so that those who are in any sort of connection with you will not be able to deny that the presence of God is on your life. And you know what, Ashley? There are those, of course, we all should, that carry the presence of God. And when we enter into any situation or become connected with people, they will know that they have been with the presence of God. So we release that over your life. We thank God for it, and that this will affect this young woman's life, this young girl's life, to the point that she will understand there is a God, and I need to know him. I need to walk with him, and I need to be in connection with those who are connected with him. So we thank you for this and for her connection with this young girl, that it will affect her life for change, for the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God for that. Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You for praying over her.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you being a part of the PGN family and hanging out with us. Hallelujah. Believing and standing in prayer for those who are calling in as well.
Thank you. I always appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashley. Look forward to talking to you again. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. Good night. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been a glorious night already. Praise you, Jesus. 828-989. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi, I am so blessed. So blessed. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Nothing
yeah.
like being
Thank you.
Blessed. Glory. Yes, nothing like being blessed. You know, Jennifer, so let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just lift up and stand with Jennifer tonight from North Carolina. You know, thank you for her presence. Thank you for her witness of you. Thank you for pouring into lives. I just see like rushing water. And it's like it's rushing over, you know, like a cliff. And it's like it's pure, it's wide, it's alive, it's moving, and it's full of activity, and it's full of just the glory and the majesty of who God is and his creation. And I just see that as being a part of your being, of you being representative of that flowing, that powerful, you know, it's like, you know how you see water like come over a cliff and, you know, it's like, shoo, you know, and it's just pouring down. And it's almost, I see that as a representation of what God is doing in you, that it's a powerful moving force. It's pure. It's coming forth in and through you. And it's at a point where it's just overwhelming, and that God is giving you that type of anointing, that to walk into places, and the power, the rush of the Holy Spirit will come up through you and just basically overtake situations and calm circumstances and change situations for him, because that activity in you of the Holy Spirit is so full of power. It's so active. It's so alive. It's so pure that it's a mighty moving force that God wants you to understand and recognize that it's in you. It's in you. Because, you know, it's like a waterfall. So you know how powerful water is when it's coming over. You know, it just overtakes everything that it comes in contact with. And it's almost like I sense that God is saying, I'm giving her that ability that she can walk with an understanding, and she can overtake anything that she comes in contact with me, through me. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Of course, we know water represents the Holy Ghost. But this, and I see it powerful, it's moving. And, you know, that force of power in water can reshape, restructure, change, rearrange where it hits. And I sense that's what God is saying about you, Jennifer. You have the power to shift, to change, and to rearrange for the kingdom of God. We thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what God is doing in and through you. You know,
wow.
And it's funny, too, because I think about it when it, you know, before, you know, you see that, this is amazing. You know, before that water hits that thing, that place that it overflows, that cliff, you know, it kind of comes in, you know, it's not always rough, but once it comes over, in power. That's kind of like you. You don't come in like that, but man, it's an underestimate. It's they underestimate who you are.
Wow.
Because it may not be or look too powerful before it hits that cliff. But once it hits that cliff and it comes over on the other side, it comes through with power. It comes through with force. It shapes. It rearranges. You know, it'll knock doors down. It'll restructure things. And that's the way I believe God is saying you are. You just have to show up.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, glory.
Wow.
Just show up. Hallelujah. Thank you,
well,
Jesus.
I just got back from a worship service, and I was worshiping. I had my eyes closed. And I opened my eyes for a minute, and there was a big waterfall on the screen. And it just hit, yeah,
oh,
no. it hit me really hard when I saw it, that
oh,
I took mental
God.
Note of that, right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw.
Just as you described, it looked just like you described. So that was just... I felt like that's confirmation for me.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
God, you are so amazing. What an
thank
amazing
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm amazed by our amazing God. I'm always amazed. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Woo, hallelujah. Mm, mm, mm. My. Jesus. Glory. Woo. Okay, well, Jennifer, is there something you have on your mind as far as a prayer request?
No, not tonight. I'd just let you move on and bless someone else tonight.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank
you for calling in and, you know, just letting God use you as a witness that he's here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is here. He is here. All right. Will you just go bask in his presence, my sister, and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
His presence.
Thank you. Thank you so
right.
much. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Good night. Wow, people, isn't God, oh, God is so amazing. I just love him. I just, you know, because, guys, it's been a little rough week. I've worked so many hours, you know, and I'm like, okay, God, can I do this tonight? But, you know, we just let God do what he has to do through us. Hallelujah. Let's go to 832. Let's see, was it 832? Well, somehow I got to 903. I don't think they had their hand up. So let me go back. So here we are. 832-231, are you there?
Yes.
And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Sasha from Texas.
Did you say Tasha?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Okay, Tasha from Texas. Hi, Tasha. How are you tonight?
I'm blessing you.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hallelujah. Well, we're glad you were able to join us tonight from Texas. You know, I've had Texas on my mind a lot lately. Hallelujah. I don't know why. Texas is really a place I'm thinking about, y'all. So, hallelujah, let's pray for Tasha. Lord, we just thank you tonight for Tasha. We just thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God. You know, as I was meditating on your name, and I saw a sword, and like a sword, and I just began to, like, think on that, and since, like, I felt like the word of the Lord for you is that you have a sword in your mouth. The word of God is a two-edged sword, and that's the weaponry of warfare that is to be used adequately and significantly in this season of your life. And don't neglect to use the word of God, the sword, the word of God, to cut asunder every lying tongue, every accusation, every condemnation that will try to come from the enemy. Use the sword. It is the word of God. It is your weaponry that will win and go take you forth to another battle of victory in Jesus' name. Use it, Tasha. Use the word of God. It's quick. It's powerful than any two-edged sword. That is the weapon of your warfare in this season. And I saw it like cross. Like, I'm ready and I'm moving with the word. So hallelujah. That's all. That's what I got. I got you. That's what I got for you, is that this word of God is the word you're needing to be using as your ammunition in this season. And I don't know what you're against. I don't know what's going on, but he's wanting to remind you to use the sword. So hallelujah. So what's going on, Tasha?
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he's a weapon that I need to carry daily. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive that.
Amen.
Yes, it's a blessing right there. Yes, he's my son. Yes. I need prayer for me and my son for financial blessing and for healing, revelation, and just power with the sword. Using the sword is my power.
Yes, 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 yes. And more, and not, and I just want to, just, excuse me, I have this dog bothering me right now. You have to move. Go, you have to move. So I sense to tell you as far as with the word and using it, this animal came and distracted me. The word, oh, okay. Not only just, I mean, you use the word, but it's almost like I feel like the Lord wants you to understand to pray the word. Pray the word.
Mm.
I mean, pray the word. You find scripture in the word of God, in the Bible, and, you know, there are certain scriptures that you can take and you can insert your name there. Ah, you can insert your name in scriptures that are in relation to finances, to in relation to certain situations that you're dealing with. Pray the word. I mean, I saw, I heard the word sword. I saw it. I heard it saying sharper than any two-edged sword. That's what the word of God is. So not only are you just to say, use the word to come against whatever attacks in the enemy that he's bringing your way, but you are to pray the word. Pray the word. Hallelujah. Pray the word. You know, there is something about praying the word. You know, we say our prayers and God, you know, he hears, but this is not the season for us to walk around with just prayers, you know, little simple prayers of lay me down to sleep, my soul you keep. No, we got to get in there and throw it out with the word. The prayer has to be the word of God. It has to be. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. What's your son's name?
Sedarian.
Sedarian? Okay.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you for Tasha and Sedarian. We thank you, hallelujah, that as Tasha begins to pray the word, I mean, I see swords. I'm trying to figure out, what does this mean? Let me just look this up. I'm just going to have to Google this because I'm seeing something in my mind, and I got to find out what it means. Hold on one moment. Hold on. Let me see, and then I can tell you if I keep seeing it like this. And I'm going to, I got to find out what this means. Okay, what does this mean? Oh, okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, what does it mean? One moment. I'm still looking. Hold on. I don't want to come up. But it's a season that the Lord is wanting you. Let me see. No, I can't see what I'm finding. Okay, so it's almost like I want to let you, it's almost like I feel like the Lord is saying with the sword that I'm seeing that you can pray and believe to the point that you have the victory and the enemy is defeated. I mean, it's almost like God wants you to understand that you need to understand that the word works and that when you release it from your mouth, it will accomplish that which has been set forth to accomplish. and it shall not return void. It shall not. It cannot. It cannot. Let's see. Let me see something else. Okay, meaning aggression, decision, action. You are to walk with an understanding of the word, knowing that it will cause gateways to be opened for you, and that it will cause you to have what you need, that you will be have, you have the power, you'll go forth in aggression. The way I'm seeing these swords, it means that you will go forth in aggression and with action, knowing that when you release this, it shall happen, it shall come to pass. This is a, it's almost as if like you've got to go forth with a deeper understanding of knowing that the word works. If you're not just, okay, well, we believe that God say salvation is what we have. We just give thanks and, you know, we just, you know, this is the word of God. And the Lord is my strength. And you know, kind of last day school. No, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him, my heart trusts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's word. But to say it and to release it with an understanding. Yes, the Lord is my strength. He is my shield. And in him, my heart trusts. With an understanding of releasing, of knowing what you're releasing. You're in that season. But God wants you to understand the magnitude and the strength and the power behind the word, behind the sword.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With aggression, with an understanding. Amen. So God, we thank you, Lord, as she releases this word, as she begins to pray the word, pray the word, my God, that she's going to go into deep depth and higher heights with you. That she's going to go forth with aggression, with a word, to make sure she is forcefully going in there to see those things accomplished concerning the things that she has set it forth to accomplish, and it shall not return void. I just feel like he's talking to be aggressive in the word. You've got to be aggressive in the word in this season, Tasha.
Amen.
No more laid back. You've got to do it with an understanding that I am, I mean, what is the word about the violence? Take it by force. You got to
take it by force.
Glory be to God. Take it by force. My God, we suffer violence, and we're going to take it by force. We're going to receive what God has for us. Why? Because we have a deeper understanding, a deeper knowledge of what the word means. It's just not some printed stuff on a page. It's alive and it's active and sharper than any two-edged sword. You got to know that. Tasha, in this season, you got to know it like you've never known it before.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
And whatever it is that you are in need of, you got to use the word with a magnitude of understanding that it's going to accomplish. It's got to accomplish whatever I sent it forth concerning the will of God for my life to accomplish. It shall not return void. My God. Why? Because you're walking in faith. You're walking with an understanding that this thing is alive and it's active. For nothing will be impossible with God. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that she is clothed with your strength. And under your wings will she find refuge. because she is covered by the blood, by your love, and she's been given weapons of warfare, the word of God. Hallelujah. Her sword. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Well, that was pretty amazing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Could you pray for my son, Sedarian?
Sedarian, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sedarian. We thank you, Lord, for... How old is Sedarian?
He's 29.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this Sedarian tonight. You know, I just see like a just cloud, you know, and it's kind of funny. I just see Sedarian kind of in multiple positions. I don't know what that means. You know, this way, that way, this way, that way, this way, that way. I just see him kind of just multiple faces in different directions. And then there's like this, you know, no real sureness of direction. He's kind of tossed here, there, to, fro, not knowing which way to go. Hallelujah. But Lord, I thank you that light will come. Hallelujah. Light. He can't see which way to go. He's looking here, looking there, facing this way, going that way. And it's just, you know, but I thank you, Lord, we speak light into darkness. Hallelujah. We thank you that light is coming into darkness. The reason he can't see which way to go is because there is nothing to see because there's darkness. But God, I thank you that light is coming. Hallelujah. Light is coming. And light will part the way of darkness and give him a way and a sense of direction. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory be to God. Let him follow the light. Glory. Let him follow. Right now it's all looking the same way. No matter which way he goes, no matter what direction he goes in, it's all looking the same way because it's all dark. But God, we thank you for the light that will shine on the path that he is to go on so that he will be led out of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for the light. And when he sees the light, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, he will go toward the light. He will go toward the light. Because he's looked in every other situation or every other direction that he could possibly look in, and it's all looking the same. But God, come in and shed the light. Hallelujah.
Please.
That he will be able to follow the light out of darkness.
Please.
That he will go into your marvelous light. We thank you. We don't know who's going to be used to bring the light, but we thank you, Lord. Light's coming. Because every other direction that he's looked in, all he sees is darkness. And he's looked in multiple directions. And it's all looking about the same. But God, I thank you for the light. I thank you for the light. Shed your light, God. Bring light so he can find his way. And he's been looking because he can't find a way out because it's all looking dark. But God, I thank you. We thank you,
Father,
that you are going to light a path so we can find his way out. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And as Tasha rises up, and began to release the word out of her mouth with power, with authority, that sword that cuts asunder every strategy of the enemy. She'll be able to take part in this light that's coming. We thank you for that, for your wonderful love and your glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for the prayer, my sister, and be blessed and continue to do the word of God.
Thank you so much for calling in. So glad you're part of the PGN family. We look forward to talking to you again. Be blessed, Tasha.
You too. Thank you. Have a good night.
You have a good one, too. Good night. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go here to, hallelujah. I don't know if I got that. Hold on one moment, guys. All right, here we go. I think this is right. 646-474, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Celine from New York.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I heard New York. What was the first, what was the name?
My name is Celine, Selena.
Selena?
Yeah, Celine.
Celine, okay. From New York?
Yeah, Celine, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One moment, Celine, as I was saying your name. Hold on. This is one of those nights that God got me doing research. Hold on a second. Let me, I saw something as I said your name, so bear with me while I look something up. Sometimes God does this a lot, and sometimes he hardly does it with me at all. But tonight, one of those nights, I heard a song. Let me just look at something real quick. Thank you. I can't find it. Let's see. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, God, toward Celine. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord. All right, so as I was saying your name, Celine, I saw honey. He made honey draw. He made him draw honey from the rock. All right, he made it. Okay, so hold on. Let's see what that means. I saw honey. Let's find something else that goes with what else I'm seeing here. Oh, and that's in, I'll go back to that one moment. Honey. That's interesting. All right, so that is in, all right, so honey in the rock, the biblical meaning is sweet in the mouth, the healing, soothing balm, okay, maintains, I don't know what that means. Hold on a moment. Okay. Glory. I don't know what kind of situation you've been in endeavoring to accomplish or some things that you're going through, but, I mean, in the natural, we know honey does not come from a rock, right? So what does that mean? That means that even in your difficult situation, God is going to give you honey from the rock. Are you dealing with any kind of health issues?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know that honey
Do you know that honey has a lot of healing properties?
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Okay. Well, God is speaking. I didn't know you had health issues, but I saw honey. I'm just trying to tie this all together. And it's wild honey. Let's see. Let me see what this means here. No. Wild honey from the rock adds a zest to bread, summits to the vision. Okay, you might want to read Psalm 81, 1 to, let's see, Psalm 81, sure honey hasn't, yeah, there's something about honey. I just sense that you're in a hard place, I felt that it had also to do with your health, and that somehow God wants you to understand how he's going to draw honey from a rock for you, from this hard place. God is going to give you honey from a rock. That's about it. I mean, I saw honey. I asked about your health. You said you're dealing with health issues. That's what I got. It's almost like God wants you to realize honey's from, God, what are you saying here? Well, what are you telling me? Hold on one moment. Jesus. Okay, so basically in Exodus, encourage you to read in the book of Exodus where God did draw honey from the rock. So it's almost like God is going to do, wants to do, and desires to do a miraculous thing in your life.
Oh, my God.
I mean, where it's not going to be the norm. No, we know honey doesn't come from no rock. Where does honey come from? Mm-hmm. Honey comes from bees. That's the norm.
Bees.
But for you, God wants to do the exceptional. He wants to do the miraculous. He wants to bring forth health and healing out of a situation where it may not look like it's going to go that way. So that's all. I mean, that's all I can get. I mean, unless I studied this and I haven't, because it just came to me, and I'm like, I'm impressed to tell you to study how God can bring honey from a rock, from a hard place, where it's not normal, where it don't look right, where it looks like this is not what should be happening. It's almost like God says, I want to do the supernatural, the unconventional, the out of the church world, like brick and mortar church expectation. I want to do something special.
Yeah.
I want to draw honey from the rock. Out of your heart situation, out of the health situation that's hard, God says expect a miraculous. Expect for him to do it when it doesn't even look normal to be done. Believe God to do it because he's God, and he does things however he wants to do it, but he is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Glory. Jesus, it says here, the psalmist may have envisioned with this particular scripture, Psalm 81, 13 through 16, and the psalmist may have envisioned maybe bees being up under the rock or in the crag.
Yeah.
Which, you know, but it was a hard place. It's not a place where you would expect to get honey from. But God says he wants to bring some honey from your hard, hard situation, unexpected.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, Celine, How are you tonight? What would you like to share with us?
Oh God. I would say this morning I had a dream about people who do surgery, and I was talking to the man, but I was in the classroom, and I was talking, but I was talking about booze, and I was talking about cancer. And suddenly when I get up and I start feeling my right boob teeth hurting me, and I thought it was gas, stuff like that. And when I touch, mm-hmm. it was so like a wet acne, stuff like that. And I was like, what's going on with me? I can't even lay down on my side because it's painful. It hurt me. I was like, God, what's going on? What's going on? Because last night I was good. I was not really good, but I didn't have this pain. So what's going on? And and you talk about the health issue. Yeah, I start having acne everywhere in my face. I'm not a person who used to have acne, and they hurt me. The thing is, it's painful. It hurt me. And, God, I was so amazed when you talk about the health issue, yes. And my mother told me, yeah, you need to see a doctor because I can't even lay down my right side because I'm feeling pain on my bosom.
And so, wow.
Last night I was okay.
So you said you went to the...
Yeah.
Did you say you did see a doctor?
No, I didn't, because it was last night. I was okay, and I had this dream,
okay.
And got up, and, yeah, suddenly I felt the pain. I was like, what's going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, he's speaking to health. And like I said, you don't know what's going on, but I did see honey, and then I thought of the scripture, honey from the rock. Of course, I knew. As far as, you know, with honey, it has to do, when he showed me honey, I automatically knew something to do with health.
I don't
know.
And I think it's the health issue, and I think it's about my future spouse. I don't know, because every time I pray, and it's like someone just talking to me, you're going to meet someone. And yesterday, my mom told me while she was sitting down, and she heard a voice tell her that I'm going to meet somebody. And I was like, God, please prepare me. Please prepare me. I want to be ready spiritually, emotionally. But I know it's like I'm going to meet the love of my life, or I'm going to meet someone special.
Oh, wow.
I need to pray about it. Yeah. I was praying about house, about money, about job. And God said, no. You're going to meet someone. You need to pray about it. And I was like, okay, God.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That is cool. Wow. So had you been in desire of meeting someone?
Yeah, but after a while, I was like, okay, you know what? Let me make money. Let me have a job. Let me do my thing, and that's it. Because I was like, God, because every time you say something in me, I don't want to be, like, desperate about it. And I was like, okay, let me chill out. And that's it. And God told, like, for the past week, like, every time I pray, you're going to be somebody. I say, okay. Maybe it's me. It's my flesh. Oh, I'm weak. But yesterday, I heard the pastor, and he said, like, you can ask God to give you a proof. And I was like, okay, God, you know what? If it's true, just give me a proof. And my mom told me that. And I was like, what? He said, yeah. She said, yeah, I heard a voice tell me you're going to meet somebody. And I was like, oh, okay,
wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, the word lets us know he will give us the desires of our heart. And, you know, our heart, when we're walking in God, our desires will take on the characteristics of the things of God, you know, like how he thinks, how, you know, so because we put on the mind of Christ. So, amen. And, well, we'll see.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so amazed about everything. Yeah. When you talk about the health issue, I was like, what, God? Yes, I'm feeling pain. Yes. Yes,
well,
it's
we,
me.
We
I'm feeling pain. I'm in pain. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we
yeah.
just speak to that pain, and we just ask that she just apply, you know, the word is honey, you know, apply the word of God, you know, to that situation.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Expect God to move. And then get, you know, see what's going on, you know, see what's going on. But, yeah, I just heard the word health. And then, of course, when I see honey, I know that a lot of times it's in, I had never really seen honey. But then I saw that, and then, you know, I was like, okay, is it must be a health issue or something going on? Yeah, so, wow. Okay. Well, God knows all about us. You know, I don't know anything. I don't think I've ever even talked to you before, have I?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, because I'm coming on pretty regularly on Sunday nights, but I've been off for a little while, so, but, you know, I'm here tonight.
Yeah, I think so, because you were, the last time I think you were talking about my situation, because I was in the dark place. I've lost my job. I didn't have nothing, and I had to take care of my family, and you were praying for me, and that's funny, because when I was talking to you, like I said, you have to sell BQ. You have to, oh my God, that's funny, and you talk about it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
God wanted me to give your testimony. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well,
I'm feeling emotional.
He's so good.
I don't want to cry. Yeah.
Ooh, he's so good.
Yeah. I was in a dark place, really. I had to take care of my family, and I didn't have money. And I was like, oh, my God. I need prayer. I need someone to talk to. And it's me here, only me. I don't have really family here. It's only me. And you pray for me. And you said God will never leave you alone. And, yeah, he helped me. Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Ooh. Praise God. And
yeah.
I can sense it in your voice, you know, a jubilance, an excitement. You know, it's almost like I sense that, you know, this, you know God, and you know that he's who he says he is. You know, he's God. I mean, he's not a liar.
Yeah.
This is not something where somebody's making up. He's real. And I can sense that in your voice, you know, even, and you know what? Sometimes, Celine, we go through things, not that God is taking us or allowing us to go through things to destroy us. He is allowing us to go through things so he can testify. We can testify of him. He can testify of himself through our lives because he brought us through.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that because of it, you will have a deeper understanding of who God is, and that he is God. He doesn't lie.
Yeah.
He, you know, it'll be a memorial that you can look on, back on, and say, you know, I was at that place, and look where I am now, you know. And if ever I'm faced with a situation or a problem, I can always remember, if he brought me out of that, he'll bring me out of this.
Yeah.
Why? But because he's the God that never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God. So I can just hear in your voice, you're just overjoyed to be connected with a God who is so personal. He's a personal God. You know, he's not some God that might be over there helping somebody else and never thinks about me. But he's my personal God. He's my friend.
Yeah.
He's my confidant.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that walks with me. When I sense as if I'm walking alone, you are never alone. And you have a testimony to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are a living witness to the faithfulness of God. So, you know, just think what that does to God, you know, for God, and how he uses us to just draw people to him, because they're like, wow, you know, Celine, you know, that God that she serves, man, I've seen him work in her life. Maybe I need to mm-hmm. become acquainted with the God that she knows. See, it's all about him.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. about him. And I have to remember that because, you know, it's like, and I have to remind myself, don't, you know, I can't get in a complaint and say, because I'm not going to lie, guys. I mean, with me working 10 and 12 hours sometimes a day, and then they're taking my day off and adding hours overtime mm-hmm. that I didn't even ask why I work for this company, basically. They'll just put hours on the board for you to work, and you were looking at the thing yesterday, the schedule, it was nothing on there. You wake up the next morning, they got you working that day 2 hours earlier than you were thinking you had to work. And I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I've been a little whiny about it, like, because I want to do some other things that are going to be for the kingdom. And I'm like, this is cutting into my time with you. This is cutting into my time with ministry that I need to be doing or I want to do for the kingdom. You know, but mm-hmm. I just got to mm-hmm. know that God's going to work it out, you know, because yeah. when we have mm-hmm. a heart to do what God calls us to do, we can know he's going to do mm-hmm. it. And he has a reason for why he allows the things to happen to us, you know, and we just have to, you know, walk with it. And, of course, if we know the enemy is plotting and scheming, yeah, we come up against that. But we also mm-hmm. go back to, God, let thy will be done. Whatever your will is, mm-hmm. I want it to be done in my life for your glory.
Yeah.
So I just appreciate mm-hmm. your jubilance. I appreciate, you know, the excitement I sense in you about what God has done and your expectation yeah. about what God's going to do. So praise God
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. yeah.
Praise God.
And
we just speak healing.
I feel like,
you.
Amen, I receive it. I receive it. I don't know because I feel like I have to say that, you know, as human beings, sometimes we doubt ourselves. We say, "Oh God," but I want you to know that you help a lot of people and keep going, keep doing what you do, because God's using you to help people. You help me. You have a lot of people. Don't doubt. The enemy will try to make you like, oh, is it what you call me to do? Oh, am I doing right? Yes, 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 you do. And thank you, thank you. And I thank
oh,
God.
Thank
I, can, I think the Holy Spirit in you. I thank God. Because
thank
last year
so
was
much.
Tough. It was really well. And thank God. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Well, bless you, Celine, and many blessings be upon you. Because I just sense to tell you, and Lord, we just thank you that that many blessings will just come over her and in her life. Lord, because I just sense that Celine will have no shame in exalting you and giving you the credit and giving you the glory. So, Lord, bless her beyond measure in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless her beyond. Bless her boots off, Jesus. Overflowing blessing. Hallelujah. Your precious daughter. Just bless her real good, God. Bless her. Bless her. Let the favor of God make ways for you. Just let the blessings of God just overtake you. We just speak it. We believe it. We thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you. All right, Celine. Well, we look forward to talking to you again. And I'm just so I'm so thrilled to have heard your testimony tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you. And you have a blessed one, too. Amen. God is good. Amen. He is good. All right. Let's move to 251-229. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling? Hello? 251-229. 251-229. I don't know what's going on. All right, guys. Well, I don't have any more hands up. Well, let's just pray over 251-229. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you're touching their lives for your glory. 251-229, we thank you, Lord, for the Shekinah glory on your life. We thank you, Lord, for the angelic host that watch over you. Hallelujah. I see angels, you know, watching over you. They're attracted to you because of what they see the Lord doing in your life. And they're ministering. You know, we have guardian angels. We have ministering angels. We have warring angels. And these are ministering angels. Ministering angels, ministering over your life, ministering to you to go forth and to do the things that God has predestined you to do before you were even conceived. They're assisting with the call, assisting with the assignment, assisting in watching and clearing the path for the things that God has ordained for your life. So we thank you for that. Hallelujah. And that was 251-229. Hallelujah. All right, if there's anyone else who needs prayer, we have some people still on. You need to press 1, and I'll be able to see your hand go up. And I'll be able to agree with you in prayer if you want prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your presence here tonight. So if there's anyone else who is wanting me to stand in agreement with them and pray with them, press 1, and I'll be happy to do that. All right. All right. Well, I am going to call it a night, and I am going to just speak a word of blessing over those who are listening. Lord, we thank you for those who have come to be a part of what you did tonight and what you spoke tonight through me for your glory. Lord, it's never, ever about us. It's always about you. And Lord, I will be forever mindful to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you for joining in tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in and being a part of what God is doing in the earth through Prophetic Grace Network. It's a privilege. It's an honor. It's always an honor to be here as a servant to God's people and those who are in need and seek him, to pray with you and to believe with you and to stand with you concerning the will of God. Saying good night, this is Angela Joy. Be blessed. Have a great week. From Prophetic Grace Network. Good night.